Hey, welcome back, everybody, to New Life Church. So glad that each and every one of you are tuning in today. I just want to say happy 4th of July, and hope that maybe you're tuning in today because maybe you're away, maybe you're at the lake, but you want to get some church in. So I'm glad that you're tuning in today on this holiday weekend. If you're maybe just watching us right now live, you can drop a hello in the comment. We would love to know that you're watching in that way. Well, we are going to continue in the series that we've been in. It is our book study for the month, or for this really the summer. And this is a series simply called Supreme. It is a series on the book of Colossians. So far, it's been so much great content for us to really start to digest over the last few weeks. Today is going to be, we're going to be on part 5 today of this series. But the book of Colossians, it is an old letter. It's called an epistle, a prison epistle, because it was written by the Apostle Paul from a Roman prison. He's writing to these people because he's heard about their faith and he wants to encourage them. News has also got to him that they've also bought into some weird philosophies and are still holding on to some other religious ideologies, and he's letting them know. The theme of his letter is this, is that Christ is supreme. It is all about the supremacy and the sufficiency of Christ. Let's take a really quick snapshot of where we've been so far in our journey through this book of Colossians. Part 1 and 2, we talked about the supremacy of Christ. Again, this is the underlining theme of the entire book of Colossians, is the supremacy and sufficiency of Christ. And the reason that Jesus is supreme over all things, over all other philosophy, all over thought, all of the things the Colossians had on their shelves, is because only Jesus can do what he does, because no one else has done what Jesus did. No one else lived the perfect life. No one else died the death he died. And no one else resurrected. And no one else then is the Son of God. No one else is the Messiah. Jesus is supreme over absolutely everything. And so in part 3, we talked about being rooted in Christ. That being rooted in Christ is the continued work of the Christian life. That way that you can be rooted and established, and even when something tries to cut you off, pluck you out, you are deeply rooted in your faith in Jesus, and you will not wither, then no one will rob that seed from you because you are rooted in Christ. So last week was part 4 of the series. We're now creeping into chapter 2, and this is where Paul really began to deal with some of his concerns for the Colossians in the deception in the church. And so we talked a little bit about deception. We talked a little bit about false teaching. I gave you some pointers on how to recognize something that is false teaching. But here's the big thing. The big thing is false teaching is anything that attempts to add, subtract, multiply, or divide anything from the gospel. So we said it's really simple math. Very simple math is that Jesus plus nothing, equals everything. And so if you want to get caught up on the series, maybe you're just joining in for the first time today, and now you're like, oh man, part 5, I feel like I missed a lot. That's okay. You can easily go to newlifeforkokomo.org. All of our messages are archived online. And so throughout the week, throughout your commute to work, you can get caught up on the series. And even if you've missed the rest, today is going to be great content for you nonetheless. So let's go ahead and jump into today's message. Before we do, let's look at where we were last week so it can be the launching pad for where we're going this week, okay? Last week we were in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Our verse was, "See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than on Christ." Again, this is where we were last week, talking about deception in the church, false teaching, and the like. So now we're actually going to go to the very next verse, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form." So let's just stop on this one real quick. It says, "For in Christ all the fullness," this is going to be very essential to our talk today, that in Christ is all the fullness of the deity. What in the world is deity? Well, just think of it at that all of the divine, All of the divine, all of the godness is in Christ and lives in bodily form. That Jesus is he is the incarnation of God here on earth. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And he is the fullness of God in bodily form. So the first thing is that Jesus, he is the fullness of all that God is. Jesus is the fullness of all God is. This is why Jesus plus nothing is everything, because Jesus is the fullness. So again, this verse is echoing a theme in this letter that we've already been over. We spent 2 weeks on this theme, and the theme is that is the supremacy and sufficiency of Jesus Christ. So the theme is getting echoed again here, re-emphasizing that the Colossians do not need any additional source for revelation or authority for their spiritual life, that Jesus is the fullness of all God is. And Christ isn't just another of the spiritual forces that they had, but he is superior to all other forces because he alone is God in bodily form, and the whole fullness of the divine is found in him. And so he's again making the claim that Jesus is supreme. He is supreme. This is a verse that could really speak loudly to some of our Jewish friends that maybe don't hold to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. When Paul writes in Colossians that in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. So all of God, all of the divine, Jesus represents all the fullness. But there is more, there's still yet more to this wonderful message if we look to then the next verse. So we were right here, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. So Christ is all the fullness, and if you are in Christ, you get all the fullness. You get all the fullness. So the first thing was that Jesus is the fullness of all God is. And the second thing is, in Jesus, we have total fulfillment. So because Jesus is the fulfillment, when you are found in him, you have total fulfillment. And this is the secret sauce that all of humanity is looking for. People have spent their entire lives, sometimes their entire savings, they've burned out many relationships, hours of their lives, seeking total fulfillment. This is the secret that everybody's looking for, but it's right in everybody's face. It's right here that Jesus is the source of total fulfillment, because Jesus is the fullness, and if we're found in him, we can have the fullness. The one who is the fullness of God is likewise the fullness of the believer. You know, many people take supplements for nutritional benefits. People take supplements that are supplements of minerals and vitamins, proteins. They take it in forms of pills and powders and liquids. And maybe some of you take a supplement on a daily basis for the reasons of just kind of like making sure you got enough, making sure that again, it's a supplement to supplement your diet to make sure you have the full nutritional benefits of the minerals and vitamins that maybe you take. So people do this to ensure they have that full nutritional potential for their health. Dietitians will tell you that not everyone needs to take supplements, because you can get all you need from a good diet and eating a variety of foods. But it is also said that there is very little evidence that supplements can reverse chronic disease. So some people may think, well, after a diagnosis, I'm going to start taking supplements. And I'm sure that's fine and good. I'm not a doctor. But there's little evidence that the supplements alone can reverse a chronic disease. So pointing out that supplements are just that. Supplements are subsidiary, secondary. They are additional options, you see. So one cannot have full health by supplements alone. You cannot have a full nutrition, full health benefits from just supplements because it's subsidiary in nature. It's secondary. So in other words, supplements are not enough and not what the body is specifically designed for. So we all know now from last week, we all know that Jesus plus nothing equals everything. We know this. But yet, we have supplements in the cupboard of the soul. Jesus plus nothing is everything, but we've got supplements hidden in the cupboard. Supplements to the faith. This supplemental faith, this is an illustration for you, that all other pursuits of worldly fulfillments are subsidiary to the fulfillment in Christ. In Jesus, we have total fulfillment. And if we're totally fulfilled, then we don't have to go seeking out subsidiary, supplemental things to give us our fulfillment in this life. Many have tried to supplement their life with things, hoping to find total fulfillment. But supplement is not fulfillment. So we try to supplement the things of this world to finally feel fulfilled in life. And sometimes you may even achieve the goals you set out for fulfillment, only to find that you're still empty inside because supplement is not fulfillment. There is no supplement for fulfillment. It has to be the fullness. And the fullness is only found in Jesus. Attempts to supplement one's life have included people that find themselves abusing substances in their life because they're just seeking to numb the pain. They're trying to deal with the emptiness inside. And so substance abuses begin to take place. Some have sought to attempt to supplement one's life by seeking notoriety. In other words, they are needing acceptance. And our young people really can fall victim to this seeking of notoriety for fulfillment because all of a sudden, with the internet and social media, if you just get the right content, you could go viral and you could get followers. And all the followers you can get online give you this false sense of acceptance. And so people become more and more hungry for acceptance through a digital platform. And they're looking for followers. They're looking for likes. They're looking for comments. But really what they're looking for is acceptance. They're looking for a fulfillment that an app can never give you. An app can never give you. It is supplemental fulfillment, which is not fulfillment at all. And some people are supplementing one's life by overindulging in their spending. There is this sense of happiness that comes from spending and buying and having things, taking trips, having experiences, and we continue to fork out the money because we're overindulging in an area because ultimately we're looking for fulfillment in our life. But overindulging can only get you over budget, but it doesn't get you fulfilled because it's just supplemental. It's subsidiary to the fullness found in Jesus. Overindulging in spending, overindulging in eating. Eating gives you this sense of satisfaction and fulfillment in the physical body, but it also can be destructive to the body because it's supplemental, and supplemental is not fulfillment. Overindulging in drinking, overindulging it by those things, and also seeking financial gain, thinking that if I had this much money in the bank, then I would be set for life, or I would finally not have to worry. So I need to work. I need to get the promotion. I need to work more hours. Yeah, I know it's going to cost me time for my family, but if I can just have the more, and so that I can replace my old car and get a little bit of a better house, and so that I can see this much money in my savings account. But the reality is, a lot of people that finally find wealth and they can have anything that money can get them, what they realize is it's still empty on the top of that mountain. It's still empty because it's supplemental, and supplement is not fulfillment. Financial gain is really the cry of seeking security, but it's not the fullness. It's subsidiary. Sexual activity is one that is still seeking for a type of fulfillment. They're trying to supplement fulfillment, but supplement is not fulfillment. So they supplement fulfillment because what they are seeking is intimacy. So sexual activity is how they trying to find fulfillment, but it's not fulfillment. It's just supplement. The true fulfillment is only in the fullness. And Jesus is the fullness. And all these other things that we've discussed, I'm not saying don't make money. I'm not saying don't eat. I'm not saying don't spend money. I'm saying that if that is your source of fulfillment, it actually is a supplement that actually leaves you continuously empty inside because you're never full. It can't fill you. Supplement is not fulfillment. The Lord is the fullness of everywhere we are lacking. So if it's security that you're wanting and you think financial gain will give you that final sense of security in life, I want you to know that the Lord will give you the security and confidence you're looking for. If the sexual activity you found yourself wrapped up in is because you have this sense of seeking fulfillment, I want you to know the real intimacy you're looking for is a right relationship with the God of all the universe who loves you and created you and sees you and gives you purpose. If the fulfillment you're looking for is found in wanting acceptance, and so it's about notoriety and followers and trying to mimic influencers on the internet, then I want you to know that you have already been accepted since you were formed in the womb, and you are accepted by the God of the universe who knows you, who sees you, who loves you, and who gives you purpose. The Lord is the fullness of everywhere we are lacking. Where are you lacking? Where are you lacking? Today, I want to give you an opportunity to then be filled in the places where we lack. Let's look at the rest of verse 10. The rest of verse 10. He is the head over every power and authority. He is the head over every power and authority. Too often we get into this rhythm where we actually give tribute to the things that seemingly have power over us. We give accolades to them. Statements like, I cannot overcome because of my past failures. And so we give power to our failures. We give tribute to our mistakes. I cannot overcome because, well, of my depression. I cannot do that because I'm anxious. And we give tribute to our deficiencies. I can't do it because, well, it's my personality. I'll never reach that goal because I'm afraid. I can't go there. I can't do that. I'm actually never doing that again because I was hurt. And we give tribute to the hurt. We give tribute to the deficiency. I can't because, well, I don't trust. The rejection, the disappointments, the fear, resentment, the jealousy. It's my anger problem. It's their anger problem. It's the dark cloud that always seems to be following me. And we give tribute to the powers over us. But Colossians says, he is the head over every power and authority. He is the power over every power and authority. So how about this? How about instead, Jesus has the power over what has had the power over you. If anxiety has had the power over you, if past failures have had the power over you, the dark cloud that is following your life has seemingly had the power over you, I want you to know that Jesus has the power over what has had the power over you. And now watch this. How about this? How about instead of giving tribute to what overpowers you, give tribute to the one who is over every power? Come on, that's for somebody today. It's time to stop giving tribute to the deficiency and start giving tribute to the divinity, the supremacy of Jesus Christ, who is the fullness and can give you the fullness that you're seeking. Supplement is not fulfillment. He's the fullness. Don't give tribute. Don't give tribute to what overpowers you. It doesn't have to overpower you. You can give tribute to the one who has the power over what has had the power over you. Philippians 2:10, it says it like this, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And that thing that you have been bowing to, that has overpowered you, I want you to know that Jesus, he is supreme. And what has overpowered you has to bow its knee to the God in you. So maybe it's time today to stop the supplement. It's time to get fulfillment. It's time to surrender your life to Jesus. Surrender to Jesus and find at last the fulfillment that you seek. Colossians is all about Christ as supreme. And Christ, I want you to know this today. Listen, this is for you. Christ is supreme. He's supreme over fear because he is peace. He is supreme over pain because he heals. He is supreme over doubt because he's truth. He's supreme over insecurities because he's confident. He's supreme over addiction because he brings freedom. And he's supreme over whatever is overpowering you. He's supreme. And it will bow its knee to his name. If we first bow our knee to his name, then the fullness of his name becomes our fullness. And his fullness is everything that God is. And nothing can overpower that. And therefore, if I'm found in Christ, nothing can overpower me. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray and let us be filled with the fullness of Christ, turning from what has been overpowering us and running to the one who has all the power. God, I pray for everybody that's tuning in this holiday weekend. Lord, I know that there are some watching this today, that there has been something fighting them, overpowering them, that they feel bound by it. But I pray that today somebody will turn to the one that has the power over what's been overpowering them. I pray for the one that has been seeking fulfillment. They're seeking that notoriety. They're seeking that security. They're seeking intimacy. They're seeking. They're supplementing something that can only be fulfilled in you. And you can find that fulfillment in Jesus. It's so easy. You just let him in. So God, right now, we just let you in. We surrender our lives to you. We confess that we're the broken ones. We're the sinners. Would you forgive us? Would you forgive us, God? And would you help set us free by the power of your name? And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Hey, New Life Church, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us and you'd like to learn a little bit more about New Life Church, you can text the word CONNECT to the number 765-347-9127. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you guys next time.